KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high near 70 and winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors met Monday evening at a cool and windy East Ridge Park. During their meeting, Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen brought up one of what was called a hot topic, a memorandum pertaining to the City of Atlantic taking over operations at the Sunnyside Pool. That includes the hiring of lifeguards and their job duties, a description of and the YMCA currently runs that facility. Rasmussen said their aquatics director handled all the scheduling of the lifeguards and other such matters.
Our goal is to get someone into that position and to give us the opportunity to give a little bit more expectations on the pool manager, you know, on how we want to see things run and you know, be able to, you know, possibly do more day-to-day stuff, get some more promotional days throughout the summer, just things to really start to draw attention to the pool.
The board passed a motion saying the city wishes to take over the day-to-day operations of the pool. Rasmussen said he doesn't think that will step on any toes at City Hall.
I mean, from previous discussions that we had, because it's a year-to-year memorandum that we signed, so I think the board is able to make that determination of whether they want to continue the memorandum or whether they're wanting to, you know, kind of cut ties and run with it being solely run by the Parks and Rec Department.
The Parks and Rec Board will hold an open public meeting at 5 p.m. on October 4th at City Hall in Atlantic, separate from previous meetings that have been held within the community under the direction of YMCA Director Dan Haynes.
We're hoping to have it be a little bit more streamlined. You know, in those previous meetings, it was kind of a discussion of the aquatics facility as a whole, and with people on both sides looking at where we want the upgrades, you know, at the Wire, whether people want the upgrades at the Sunnyside Pool. You know, my park board has approached me about wanting to get a meeting going to talk through specifically things that people want to see at the Sunnyside Pool because they feel like there's a lot of passion towards upgrading that facility.
Already several representatives have come through to look at the pool and discuss the options that are available and what the associated costs might be. Currently, Rasmussen said there are multiple options and price ranges that are being examined. In other business, Rasmussen said construction is finished on a washed-out part of the Schulberg Recreation Area trail, which the installation of riprap at Houghton Construction said additional dirt work was necessary to remove and add in. Their recommendation was to wait until spring to replace that trail in order to allow the dirt to settle. Rasmussen said he's working on getting the calendar with some concrete workers to get the trail finished as soon as possible in the spring. And he said the city's plan for shoring up Bull Creek was approved by the Army Corps of Engineers.
So we're looking at hopefully, you know, starting to put some bids out and stuff like that is kind of the goal. But we got it approved with all the urban conservation tactics, different ray gardens and things like that, reinforcing the banks with native plants and everything like that. It lends itself for us to be able to do the outdoor classroom, you know, after that stuff is established and stuff.
And the Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning are set to discuss future plans for county-owned farm cropland and the future of the Willow Heights Care Facility building. Last week, we confirmed that the 43-bed facility that's been open since the early 1970s is closing because of staffing issues and a general trend in downsizing facilities where people with mental health issues are said to be better served. No action on either the cropland or facility are expected during today's meeting, just discussion. The supervisors will also discuss and take possible action on a 28E project agreement between Cass County and the City of Atlantic for the repair of a bridge on West 6th Street over the Nishnabotna River. Other discussion and possible action will take place with regard to the use of American Rescue Plan funding. The board will also receive a report from Cass County Engineer Trent Wolkin. Their meeting at the supervisor's boardroom of the courthouse begins at 9 a.m. The Creston Police Department reports this morning 25-year-old Adrian Ramos Maciel of Osceola was arrested on Monday night in Creston. Maciel was charged with OWI first offense. He later bonded out of the Union County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. A Sioux City woman has been sentenced to 6 months in prison for making false claims for unemployment benefits during the first couple of months of the pandemic. 59-year-old Linda Vasquez pleaded guilty to stealing at least $24,000 in unemployment benefits she was not entitled to receive. Prosecutors say she used her name and others to file for unemployment benefits in Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, and Ohio in May and June of 2020. Court records indicate Vasquez has 3 previous theft convictions and 2 prior convictions for fraud. She's been ordered by a federal judge to repay the states of Georgia, Michigan, and Ohio for unemployment benefits she illegally received last year. And the Page County Sheriff's Office says a woman wanted on a Page County warrant was arrested Monday at the Atchison County, Missouri Sheriff's Office in Rockport, Missouri. 38-year-old Courtney Marie Wright was arrested on the warrant for a controlled substance violation and possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Her cash or surety bond was set at $10,000. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.